All right, what up, guys? How y'all doing? Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, hi, hi.
And just to encourage those of you who are messaging on Mumble, please use Elysium on Jabber. The channel is Elysium. That is our general chat channel, and questions will be answered there.
I think nobody will have questions this week.
Of course not.
No.
So we have a better grasp on what's going on, but we still do not have the complete information. This is a CCP thing, not a Goon thing. We have a much better plan on what we're going to do. We discussed a lot of it today. That said, I expect us to have, for things to change still. We're not grasping all the information because they haven't given it to us all yet. So we still plan to roll out changes for you guys to have a constellation and or constellations to test out ratting, to test out mining. That'll still be happening, and we'll have more details coming up on that soon. We are currently planning that. We've got some tools. We've got a lot of stuff going on, so it's good stuff. When are we moving to Senda? Certainly not this week. How's that sound?
Lost opportunity for a future plan bingo there, Asher.
Yeah, it's true. True. Goon's home system should probably be Ham. Now that I'm thinking about it, that's probably Ham or Fat are probably the best systems for Goons. So we will consider those next meeting. We have 666 people on the fireside right now. Well done. That is the devil number. Okay, so just to give you guys an idea, up at the leadership channels, we are processing all the changes. We're hearing a lot from you guys. We're talking to our allies. A lot going on. The long and short of it is basically how we feel last week. We are optimistically guarded. We think that there are some good stuff in there, but we also think that, we're hopeful that CCP will probably change some numbers. We will see what they do. If the numbers are as they are and stay as they are, we still have a plan for that scenario as well. After the fireside today, we are doing an Ermalin move up right after the fireside. So if you want to move stuff from Ermalin to 1DQ, now is the time to get ready. We do move up every now and again. So there will be a Ermalin move up. We have not deployed any Skyhooks yet. I don't even know if you can. I think that's a couple days yet still. I do wish I had sort of a more, a large report for you guys. The truth is we just don't know until we actually see these things in action. So basically, we'll be deploying them, we'll be observing them and watching, how they, we have information from CCP, but it is dribs and drabs. You've got CCP, I don't know what his name is. You got a lease out there saying, this is how it works, this is how it works. And it's all, we've collected it all in a document, but the release has not been super smooth from our perspective. I do have some updates for you guys. Revelation Navy issue fit has changed. You can go ahead and to the fitting page. I will paste it in here in a second. There you go. There you go. There's the Rev Navy fit updated. So if you have a Revelation Navy, go ahead and update your fit. And remember not to buy the mods off Jita. We have cheap mods in 1DQ and going up in 1DQ. So easy enough to replace. New doctrine in Bingro, I give it to you. I'll give that your new doctrine for that one, sure. And like I said, do not pay 150 million for a new Nosferatu. Pay like 80 million in 1DQ. Okay, one thing we do need, guys, we're looking to do some upgrades to our servers. The old girls are kind of weaseling along a little bit like an asthmatic on a spring day. So if you guys can donate to the server fund, please do. A little bit now would go a long way for us. So if that's something you can do, please do. Yeah, or me after a hot wing, indeed. If not, no worries. It is absolutely optional, but it is something that really helps us out and helps your experience as well. I don't believe you get PAPS for donating, but you do get a nifty donator badge on the forums. Okay, fireside update a little late because we're still sort of in the wait and see mode. So with that, I will answer questions. Go ahead and throw them out there. I know a bunch of you already said them. I've been doing other stuff, so repeat them if you want me to answer them. Victoria, we talk about that a lot. Our IT guys especially talk about, you know, what is the best IT setup? And that's something we discuss very frequently. Lancer Dreads, when? Unlikely to be anytime. Beer or wine? I'm not really a beer or wine drinker. I would say spirits. When do we go to war? That's a good question. Probably not in the next few months. But anything can happen.
So, Asher, speaking of spirits, is it Fireball whiskey by any chance?
No, what am I, 12? Do you need volunteers? We're a team for collecting reagents when the sat hooks are set. Yes, so that'll probably be done through GSOL, and it is likely that we will bring in people for that, yes. When will we get Beehive guidance on the new capital escalations? So right now, it is much better to run them in Beehive. We are not requiring it, but if you can run them during Beehive, you should. We will look into seeing if it's better to just run them only in Beehive, but right now, we're not requiring it. Did you know that Poytot is the only named system in Syndicate? Wow, I never learned this fact before. Can some currently unused low-end moons be available for members to invest and put auto moon drills on? No. There are going to be no auto moon drills for members or corporations. Some alliances are nationalizing all moons to auto drill them. That is not our current plan. Well, we may do that in the future, but right now, that is not the plan. But certainly no moon drills for members or corporations. Auto drilling moon is probably a waste. And under the new system, there may be a new regime on how we want to do moons anyway. As far as those unused ones may become more valuable. Arvelin says, hi, Asher. Thank you for doing these firesides. I think they're sweet. Oh, you're welcome. If you're forced to fly only one ship for the rest of your EVE career, which one would it be? It would be the Ishtar, not even close. It is the Swiss Army knife of ships. Ishtar. Sumo betting when? The new Basho starts in about a month, so in a month. Why no auto drill for corpse? For the same reason that it's not for members, we want moons utilized, and auto drilling is not utilizing them. Moons are for members. Mike asked about capital escalations being sold. There may be something there. That's a suggestion I'll bring to the leadership we'll discuss.
Can those not be sold in the Imperium DOS escalations? Like, we have already a channel where you sell normal escalations. I don't know enough about them if that works there. But
I'll speak on this. So, guys, the reality is you don't want to sell these capital escalations. So you can have a Sino lit in those capital escalations. So what's going to happen is these are 6-hour timers. Hostiles are going to have a spy in the escalation channel. You go to sell that escalation, they go to that system, and you're basically broadcasting where you're going to have a capital and how you can get dropped. If you want to do these safely, you should be getting your own escalations. They spawn way, way quicker. Like, these have a much higher spawn rate than normal escalations, and you want to run your own that you spawn.
Also, you may just be able to have a broker who you can contact privately rather than putting them publicly. That may be the best way to do it. So I'm sure a system will be worked out. Dagrin says no knaves. Nos is currently in 1DQ. More will be going up. Does this apply to the hundreds of unused R4 and R8 moons we have at the moment? I like that little hundreds of unused ones. Yes, it applies to all moons. Arvelin says, I do want to say that your comments on the This Is Amy Eve Online channel seriously made me join Goons. I'm glad to hear that. So there was a lot of debate over whether we should do that video internally, I would say. And I was for it, but I would say that was sort of one of my less popular decisions with certain people. Some people thought it was good. Some people thought it was like a terrible idea. So I'm glad that we have people who have joined from that video. That is heartening to hear. I'm going to paste that in the channel and give them the old nanny nanny boo boo.
So it was terribly good? Is that what you mean?
That's usually how I roll. Do I think Terra Nofuji will retire? Who will be the next Yokozuna? So you're trying to get me to go off topic for the next 5 minutes, but that's a good question. I would love it to be Waka Takakage, but I think it probably is more likely to be someone like Koshoryu or the guy who changed his name recently. I can't remember his new name. Carrier Boost will be 250 kilometer, but Panic Range on Rorquals is only 200 kilometer. What do? Carrier lands on you, you need to panic immediately and then call for help. That's what you do. Not Kirishima, no. The Japanese guy. Kirishima is Mongolian. Does losing a rock stop panic? Yeah, if you don't have one rock locked or you're more than 200 kilometers from one, you cannot panic.
To clarify for people, if you panic before you are booshed, you will still get booshed, but you do not lose your panic.
Yeah, that's a good clarification. Yeah, good call. So that's what you're saying. Panic immediately if any carrier lands on you. I don't care if it's a blue carrier. I want you to panic and just call for help. Help the person for warping a carrier and if it was a mistake. But just if you see a carrier on grid, you panic. Like, as soon as it's deselling, you panic, you call for help. That's what you do. Rambo asks, do we know if systems not upgraded due to power will be a typical null wasteland with little to no anoms? So I don't know the answer to that myself. I think they've answered it, but I've kind of gotten confused as well. So I think we'll find out pretty soon. The new carrier mechanics are neat. I agree. If you have two Rorks, yeah, if you're crabcalling, I'm thinking about putting scrams on both my Rorks. Yes, just scram chaining, because then they can't be jumped without an ECM burst. I assume the carriers will start fitting ECM bursts, so I mean, it's going to become an arms race. Yeah, Nidhoggers are going to be the best for jumping people around Wrecker, Skullcracker. Do we know anything about the new SOV upgrade? Seems like we won't have enough power to fit major tier threes. So, Koshki, you've hit the crux of the issue. This is what we're discussing a lot. We know a lot about it. There is some stuff we don't know. We will be testing it. So, that's basically what I'm talking about. We will be testing that in the near future when those can be brought online. If a Rorqual leaves New York going 80 miles per hour headed west, and another Rorqual leaves Chicago going west 95 miles per hour, at which point does the panic rock expire? Wait, but they're both going west. The one going west in Chicago is going faster. So they would never actually cross each other, Seema. I know that wasn't the point of your question, but I'm upset with the way you composed it. Yeah, this is a great question. Ralph Drake says, what is the official state position on calling the new structure SOV Hub or SHUB? Boy, I hate the name SHUB. That is just such a word. On the other hand, any long word always gets knocked down. So I'm worried if we go with SOV Hub, they will just call them SHUBs. Shub the non-believer, that's good.
We could just call it IHUB.
Yeah, the only solution is to continue with just calling it IHUB or S-Hub.
Yeah, as a way of avoiding that. I do find it very weird. Like, well, some people call them ansiblexes now instead of jump bridges, right? Or JBs.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it's just going to be, it's just going to mark your time. So like, if you say IHUB, there's going to be some newbie who's like, yes, I'm at the Shub. And you're like, you mean the IHUB newbie 07?
I call
the future is being created now. Yeah.
I still call them invulns, adaptive invulns. I actually cannot remember. What are they, multi-spectrum adapt or something now? Yeah, invulns. Bring us another Shrubbery. Yep, I like it.
Quick Asher's mumble died. Talk some trash.
Ooh. And the person asking again, what are our plans with the new upgrades, etc. Our plan is to mark some constellation where we're going to make sure that everybody can test out the new ratting upgrades, and also make a place that people can test out the mining upgrades and see how they work. And from there, we can make decisions, because there's a lot not known, and it's better to test it ourselves than just try to figure out and assume, etc. So that's why we're going to have let everybody have fun with it as soon as we can. We need to figure out a good place for it. We need to build the upgrades for it. We need to build everything for it. So assume that takes a week or two, three, for everybody to take that taken care of and all those kind of things. So
we're going to see as soon as we can. I don't know if my mumble broke or my control key just stopped working. I'll have to find out afterwards. But that's when I pushed the talk and just stopped working. Anyway.
It was nice and quiet, like you're doing a Eurofleet.
Exactly. Gross. MTAC, probably not. Running the Alliance takes a lot of time, so I don't have a lot of extra time to do something like that, unfortunately. Will the Squall be added to the Shitstack SRP? That's a good question. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure we want to encourage that.
That's a Tech One hauler, right? I don't see the case.
Yeah.
I mean, it has missiles, and it killed.
It has some
a fog.
Comedy. Yeah. I don't know. We'll think about it.
It killed a fogger yesterday or the day before in the fleet, so.
Good for it.
All right, we're open-minded at least. I'm listening.
Oh, a Varger. I was wondering what a fogger was, but now I understand, right? I was like, is that another new ship, the fogger? What if you could lay down smoke screens in EVE Online? That would be cool.
Yeah, Escher is oppressing Euros again, because no wonder they don't want to do anything, because like they get oppressed by the US people.
The Fogger is Will Wheaton's favorite ship. Yeah, that's a good one.
Don't give them ideas, Asher. I can see it now. The storms coming out of a ship.
Yeah.
You use the Stormbringer for it.
Will any fleet that harasses the Skyhook be strategic? Probably. That's something we'll consider. But yeah, we hitting Skyhooks is good. Have any thoughts on the new skinning system? I've been reading a little bit about it. I know some people like Kazador were really looking forward to it. It seems like it's overcosted. That's my thoughts. It looks cool, but it seems like it's overcosted. Did we ever get a list of GSF IT approved tools and software? I don't think we actually did. We'll look circle back on that one. IT is always the one where there are just too many projects and not enough time. What are your thoughts overall, the negativity with changes? Abnotis, so gamers and people just in general hate change. I mean, I understand why. These are not, on the surface, the most appealing changes. And a lot of what I do when I look at it is, you know, even if the changes are overall a negative, I think that we will adapt better than our enemies. We're already used to living in a worse situation than them. They say, like, hard times breed hard people, and easy times breed soft people. And if one thing I've learned from the DMs that you guys send me, goons are almost always hard. So I think that we'll do really well with whatever changes come through.
If this actually applies to you in real life for more than 4 hours, please see a doctor. Thank you.
But yeah, basically, even if the changes are negative, I'm not in my mind, because rain falls on everyone, right? And if the changes are bad, we will deal with them better than the rest of our enemies, which is, that's what my concern is. In the end, if CCP wants to make us the one-eyed man in the land of the blind, then that's what we'll have to deal with, right? So I'm not freaking out. We're not freaking out as leadership, because we know that we will be able to win whatever the changes are. That said, we don't know all the information, and it feels like that's sort of a slow roll from CCP. Is that a strategy? Like, I don't want to, assign them competence when, you know, incompetence will suffice, but definitely feels like we're being slow rolled here for sure. It also could be just that you're looking at these changes and they could be actually pretty good, or at least neutral changes, right? And there is some there are some changes that we do like. So that said, we're not panicking, we're not worrying, and we're not being negative in leadership channels because of that reason, that we look at it as a challenge that we can address. All right, if you were throwing some, if you have more questions, throw them in, because I definitely missed them in there. Panzer Kampfwagen, the 7th, says, do you ever feel like CCP wants to kill Eve so they can have Eve on blockchain and pay no taxes on Plex? No, I think that, like, that would be like the five brain of all five brain plays, and I don't think that, like, I don't think that's actually a thing that they're trying to do.
Can I,
not
can
intentionally.
I type up here?
Yeah, sure.
They don't want to kill Eve. Make a lot of money on Eve. They want Eve to keep going for 100 years. They go after stuff like the crypto. Yeah, it is. They go after stuff like the crypto thing because they're tech fad followers. It's a part of that company's DNA in a way. And I don't say that way to be like totally mean. I mean it to be partly mean, you know. There are some great things about what they've done in trying to always follow whatever turns out to be the tech fad of the time. We have benefited in some ways from that, but it turns out that several of the things they pursued gave up the ghost very quickly and do not feel as current as they were. But in a way, I don't necessarily fault them for being idiots like that, because there is potential there. And I like them trying to keep abreast. It would be crappy if the people at CCP were guys who are stuck in 20 or 15 years ago in technology. That would be terrible. So this alternative comes with a lot of trade-off, but it really is sort of in their blood to try and go after stuff like that and always have these side projects for better and for worse.
Here's the, like, if you guys want the serious proof that they don't operate in that way, when they sold to Pearl Abyss, they had some like some escalator clauses in the sales contract where if Eve met certain metrics, it would get more stock and more money and just real life benefits, like a lot of it. And they did, in the face of that, they did scarcity and tanked their own numbers. Like, they killed their own numbers. So when they had just an absolute incentive to juice the players with every login reward, with, you know, things are great, and not be worried about the future, they went in the exact opposite direction, which I think they generally believed was good for the long-term future of Eve. Now, whether that was so or not,
they did believe that, yes.
Right. It's irrelevant to actuality. What matters is what they believed, and they believed that was the right move. So even in the face of getting, you know, millions of dollars, they went the other direction, when it would have been very easy to make it, you know, a gacha game for a year and just give out, you know, all kinds of shiny rewards. Why don't I have all my PI planets filled on all of my characters? Thank you for the softball. We do need PI, so thank you for throwing that one at me. What else do they believe that we should be worried about? Symbiote SAS. I think a lot of it, and they have hired a lot more players that, you know, actually have knowledge to be devs recently. I would say that the downside of that is that they have hired essentially only elite PvP low sec type players. So they do have more knowledge about Eve, but I still don't think they understand NullSec in a serious way. Like, the number of players from NullSec who have gone to Eve that have any kind of knowledge is like one, and that person's knowledge is about 10 years out of date. So, you know, they are trying, but it is in not a terribly, you know, proficient way to understand NullSec. And I think that's part of why the changes that we're seeing are like the absolute dreams for like one guy roaming around in an Orthrus, like, because that's who's designing the game now, is that one guy. And they just don't understand, you know, why that is. You know, Altarari, listen to your heart, but I think people want to fly some Lashax, so I would go Lashax. Asher, what would your CCP name be? Good question.
CCP Spice.
CCP Sir, CCP Spicy. That's good. I like these, yeah.
Sir Spicy.
CCP Cargo Hold, CCP Cheese Cave, CCP Sriracha. You know how, you know, okay, I was about to say, you know how I know memes expire, but one CCP Kirkland, yeah. CCP Andro.
CCP Dekta, if you really want to know.
If you didn't have a trademark problem, CCP Kirkland would be the best, certainly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Kirkland's just the town in Washington. That's what I'm named after, not any other things.
Yeah.
Any Burn Gita events scheduled this summer? So there's a lot of changes going on with ganking right now. We don't have anything scheduled, but there has been some bubbling. So that's as much as I would say. I don't know. I don't know, you know, what else. What else I can say than that. But yeah, CCP has never offered me a job. If they did, I'd probably consider it. But they don't. No one's reached out. Yeah, like how these people go, no, yeah, exactly. It would definitely be, and here, go ahead and get your recordings ready to post this on Reddit. Any kind of job seems to be offered me, I would make less than I do as the leader of Goonswarm Federation.
Wow, skimming confirmed, damn.
Yeah, yeah.
But could you live in that cold weather, Asher?
Oh, that would be rough. Maybe that's why you guys like spicy food. Maybe it makes you feel better. Any word on when we're getting an update from Corps Diplomatique? I don't know when the next update is, but I'm sure they will be happy to hear that you're looking forward to it. Stupid question. What's the difference between you and Merc in terms of role? So Merkel Chan is the head of Karma Fleet, which is a corporation. I run Goonswarm Federation, which is an alliance, and the Imperium, which is a coalition. And basically that is the structure. It goes player, corporation, alliance, coalition. And so Merkelchen is in charge of a corporation and a very large one. He's a very cool dude. I'm also the CEO of Goonwaffa, right? So I am presumably in charge of myself, in charge of a corporation, in charge of an alliance, and in charge of a coalition. I have far too many jobs, is what I'm saying.
And I used to FC.
Yeah, and I used to be an FC. But yeah, Atrium essentially runs Goonwaffa. I am only the titular head.
I think Altari was hinting earlier what he should do with Doctrine, and I have the feeling he wants to start doing the move up, Asher.
All right, works for me. Thank you guys for coming. We will have, so next week, I keep saying this, we'll have more info, and we get a little bit more each week. But I'm expecting probably more concrete stuff that I can announce as far as, hey, we got some changes to space coming in, and that'll probably be next week. So if that's what you're looking for, I will see you next week. Otherwise, you guys have a wonderful week. It's been nice talking to you, and I will see you next one.